sister, Jess.
And I.
We're identical twins. When something happens to one of us, the other one can tell. It's hard to explain, but I can just feel it. She's in trouble, and she needs me.
Your sister went into Aokigahara Forest. It's where lost people go to commit suicide.
What? I'm coming, Jess. I'm looking for my sister. She went into forest. I want to hire a guide.
No guide. Forest is very dangerous.
Spirits cannot rest there. They come back. Angry.
I can't let you go in by yourself. I have clearance to go in with the guard. I could ask if you could come.
The forest is very dangerous. Do not leave the path.
Oh my God, that's her tent.
Yes! Yes!
You cannot stay after dark.
I'm not leaving without my sister.
And we start the new year off with, once again, another horror film. Talking about the forest. And I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it, people, because it's a new year, it's a new P1, it's a new movie spoil, it's a new everything, and it's a new film, and it's a new horror flick. Or is it? Because it looks like the other bullshit that I've had to watch in 2015, 2014, 2013, 1929, if you will, whatever, 1919, back in the days when they were hanging niggas and shit like that, 1800s, if you will. As you can tell from the tone of my voice, I can go ahead and say this with pure and 100% confidence. This movie is a high fuck it. Spoiler alert. Yeah, if you didn't know that already. This movie, how can I put this? I wish I had some laxatives right now, because I would love to have laxatives for that moment to where I can shit myself and have this movie lick my ass with it. Because this movie, what's that word I'm looking for? It's fucking boring. Oh my God. This movie was sucking the soul out of my ass. I was literally slouching in my seat, just constantly moving. I don't know if it was the movie itself or the fact that I was back in another theater watching a fucking horror film, but I couldn't sit still for the life of me. And I don't know if I was having paranormal activity flashbacks or anything, but like, I was just like, if for some reason, I just couldn't get comfortable. I was just complaining in general about like how this seat I was sitting in was designed. I was so fucking bored, people. I literally had an icy, and I was like, wow. I remember I was talking to myself. I was like, wow, these chair arms are really short, so it's like I have to bend my arm a little backwards just to get my cup out of the cup holder here. Oh wait, somebody just screamed. Oh, somebody died? Oh, no, they didn't. Okay, all right, well, wow, but yeah, who designed this? I even took a fucking photo of the damn chair, too, people. I was just like, look at this. I was like, this is a little weird shaped here and stuff. That's how fucking bored I was. And my God, Game of Thrones actors, you are fucking cursed for a fucking 10th degree. You are fucking cursed like a motherfucker. I mean, you niggas can't act your way out of a fucking paper bag when it comes to fucking films. Now, I'm slowly catching up on the show. Good show, a little fucking cartoonish in times and stuff like that. But the acting, I can go ahead and say that those people on that show really do deliver their lines, even as ridiculous as sometimes it fucking is. They still deliver their lines with 100% proof that they even believe in that shit. But this shit right here, or just in the movies in general, there's not a shred of look of giving a fuck on the look of any of these actors from Game of Thrones on their face when they're in these movies. And I get why this movie was made, too. I truly get what this movie was made, because this movie literally is a background drop for, what's this bitch name? Natalie Dormer's character, who's also in Hunger Games. She's easily recognizable on that one. Hunger Games and Game of Thrones, popular star on that show. This movie was definitely, without 100% doubt, definitely made to showcase her acting abilities. And at first, it's fine. It ain't anything where I just said, oh, thank God, it's a good actor in a horror film. But it was just like, it's good. I was like, I'm able to follow this for so long. But the longer it went on, the longer it went on, I kept saying, wow, this bitch is emotionless. I mean, she really is not really giving a lot going on up here, up there. It's not a lot of places everywhere, actually. Matter of fact, and then by the time I got to the end of the movie, I was like, wow, she's just not a good actress, probably. But at least when it comes to this shit. I mean, you know, that's the thing about horror, too, is I don't think about care about how cheap the movie looks or how shitty it may be and stuff like that. If you really want to test your acting abilities, it really does come where, I would say dramas, obviously, because you get to showcase emotional. But horror brings a certain element out of you that you know. Well, first of all, horror movies are set where it's supposed to be like, what if this was real or what if it's not real? And when you see an actor in a horror film, you would think that they should give probably the best performance that they ever seen, because their job there is to make you believe what you're seeing on screen if you were in that position. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt, I wouldn't have done or reacted any goddamn way in this whole fucking movie. Well, first of all, I wouldn't have been in the fucking forest in the first place. That's a given right there. First of all, I'm a nigga. I ain't going up in nobody's fucking forest. I don't give a fuck if it's Wayne, Luke, Cody, Sammy, Z. I don't give a fuck if all five of them in the fucking forest together and shit like that, holding hands and skipping fuck P1 and skipping the dude all day and shit like that. I still ain't going to no fucking forest. I don't care if my brother, sister, mother, anybody went in that forest. I know they wouldn't go in the forest. They're not retarded like white people. But, you wouldn't catch me in two black eye shades of that fucking forest. I mean, this movie literally is... It ain't terribly bad on the level of some of the horror films I've seen, and I just mean that on production-wise, it's okay. But when you get down to it, when the credits start rolling, you realize, you sit there for a second, even though I didn't, because I saw this chick with a big ass, and I kind of just, like, lingered around her real quick. I kind of followed a little bit. Like, so I jumped out of my seat right away when they got up. But when you really sit there and think about it, and as I was following these two chicks with the big asses and shit, as they led me into this Best Buy store where I just... happened to buy Blu-rays out of nowhere just because shit. I was looking at ass. But as that happened, I started thinking about the movie because they were talking about it, and I just kind of heard the conversation as it goes along, and I was just like thinking about it as they were all excited and stuff talking about it. And I realized, wow, this movie don't make any goddamn sense. Actually, when you just get down to it, just hearing them talk about it makes this movie even fucking stupider than what I already initially thought it was. I mean, goddamn. Oh my god, man. Hold on. You know what? This movie's so goddamn boring, I'm gonna go ahead and take this call. Hello? Oh, what's up, Zo? Nah, man. I ain't doing shit. I'm just talking about some stupid ass movie, you know? Yeah, I'm doing some review. Oh, shit. It's for the, what's this bullshit called? The Forest, yeah. The Forest. That shit does look stupid. Thank you. You know I dropped a high fucking on that shit already. Hey, but you know what? Fuck it. I'll go ahead and finish this. Let me give you a call back, man, when I'm done with this. Because we got to go out and drink and talk about this bullshit anyway. All right, later, man. Sorry about that, people. Now, like I was saying, it was a plot synopsis of the stupid-ass movie. Fuck this movie, people. That's my buddy Zoe. He just said fuck this movie, too. So you got... what's this? I was about to call her Sarah Connor. Natalie Dormer. We got Natalie Dormer here, who's a twin sister. That's another shit, too. You know, we get off something like Army Hammer with Social Network, Legend with Tom Hardy, and then you get the next side movie where two actors got to play themselves in a film and act with each other. It's fucking The Forest with Natalie Dormer. It's just like, ooh, yeah, it ain't that good, actually, compared to the last two I just mentioned. But she's a twin, and her twin... which they constantly say in the movie, she's the reckless one, the crazy one, and stuff like that. And we realize that it's because she saw her parents... okay, y'all gonna laugh at this shit. Her twin, Jess, saw her parents pretty much dead. And the grandma, and the way Sarah tells the story, Sarah is Natalie Dormer's character. Sarah tells the story, she said it was a car accident. I love it because the grandmother opens the door. They're not even in a fucking garage. I mean, you can see that from a day. You hear gunshots in the background. You just like, and then when she's telling the story, she's like,
a drunk driver hit him and killed them. And then grandma opens the door and has Justin with her. And they go downstairs in a fucking basement. And I was just like, that don't look like no fucking garage. Or how did the drunk drive? And then you hear gunshots and you see two dead bodies in a room. And you just like, I think they killed each other. That's what happened here. I don't. So Jess was probably traumatized by that, obviously. And Sarah here, her mistake is she closed her eyes and Jess told her, or her grandmother said, don't come down here, don't look or anything like that. And in a way, Sarah kind of feels guilty for letting her sister see that without being there for her, I guess, in a physical fucking state, if you will. So fast forward a couple of years later when they get older now. I guess the grandmother passed because they're boxing up shit in her house. And they're never together in the film at all, actually. These are just flashbacks. You see the grandmother. I guess she passed away. And they're boxing her shit up as this girl gets ready to move. Shit, I just feel like answering all these text people. That's how fucking movie this boring this movie is. But and yes, it is delicious. Goddamn right it is, girl. Someone's texting me about some dinner. And we find out that Jess is moving to Japan. So let me fast forward here. Sarah, she hasn't heard from her sister in a while. There's reports from the police saying she's come up missing. And then she's constantly on the phone. She's like, they tell her she went into the forest. And by the way, people, this forest in Japan is called the Aokihara Forest. Aokihara. Yeah, there we go. Aokihara Forest, which is really known as the fucking suicide forest. The suicide forest. So Sarah tells her loving husband, who he's pretty much like telling her, look, your sister is fucking crazy, okay? Your sister constantly, she parties hard and shit like that. She's dark. And you got a good thing going here. You got me. You got this beautiful home. You're wearing the nicest clothes ever and shit. I don't even know if the bitch works, to be honest, and stuff like that. And he's like, your sister always fuck up, and you're always there to bail her out. Stop it. I love it because she said the suicide. He says the suicide forest. It wouldn't be the first time. And I was just like, oh, this ain't even the first time. Oh shit! Then fuck that bitch. She can go ahead and murder them. But then, I swear to God, this annoyed me throughout the whole fucking movie. They brought this up so many times. Natalie Dormer and Sarah's character. She's like, she's not dead though. We have a connection. I can feel it. We're twins, biological twins. There's a connection between us that you won't understand. But I feel her pain, and she feels mine. I feel her happiness. And I was just like, this sounds like some fucking religious shit, almost damn near. It's getting close to that point now. It's just like, because a lot of people in this movie kept asking her, how do you know she's alive? And I just kept waiting for her to say, it works in mysterious ways. And I wanted to say, if you don't fuck off, cunt, I swear to God. But so, either way, she goes to Japan. Husband supports her. She goes to Japan, and we find out her sister was a fucking teacher. How the fuck was she a teacher? So I want to know. I mean, this chick, the life that she described to her, I was just like, wow, I guess they'd take anybody in fucking Japan as a teacher. First of all, I guess she was teaching them English, but you would almost need someone who fucking speaks both languages, Japanese and English, to teach a class that doesn't know a lick of English, because you don't even know what the fuck they're saying if they're learning anything like this. So, I guess the principal, if you will, she's like, I love it because she's like, yeah, I'll take you. Which, by the way, they've already got reports she's in the forest. Why the fuck she showed up to her classroom? It beats the fuck out of me. The beginning half of this movie literally was just some fucking pandering shit where she's trying to put together clues and shit like that. It's just like, bitch, she's in the forest. What other fucking clues do you want? And then the whole town is scared because they like, oh, hell no, we ain't going in that forest. Nah, people don't make it out of that motherfucker. Yeah, have you not heard the rumor? And then it's funny because the principal, she grabs a student that screamed at the girl because she thought it really, because obviously identical, so she thought it was her sister Jess. And she's telling her why she screamed and stuff. And then the principal kind of breaks down what the forest was about. He said back in, you know, war times and back in Depression, we were barely making it as a country and shit like that. People used to take family members of that forest, either the elderly that was too, you know, too expensive to take care of, and they couldn't take care of themselves anymore, or just poor women and men. They would just go there and leave their families there, and hopefully that they would just die out. And I love it because the look on Sarah's face was like look of disgust. It was just like, ugh, you guys are horrible. But she didn't say it like that. She said, oh, you, that's horrible. Why would you do that? And it's just like, you fucking shitty-ass American, you. You, first of all, you come over here from your rich-ass house you had, wearing your rich-ass dress with your rich-ass fucking necklace you had on, with your gorgeous-looking rich husband over here and shit. And then you come over to this third-world country at the time, not now. I don't know what places it was taking time to, but Japan's not a third world country anymore, people. But at the time, when they tell you what they had to go through to survive back then, she looks at them in disgust, like, "Oh, you just I can't stand that about fucking a movie." Sometimes is when they take a fucking American and put them in a foreign world, and then you learn about their culture or something like that, and go like, "Oh, that's barbaric. I can't believe you'd do something like that." It's like, bitch, how would you fucking know? It looked like you've been spoon fed throughout this whole goddamn movie. Eat a dick, shit. Okay, it is terrible. Don't get me wrong, but hey, shit happened back in the day. I mean, shit, you know what? You want to look at them and discuss your own fucking country? Y'all was hanging niggas, so shit. Fuck you, Natalie. The fuck this bitch. I'm taking out personal shit on this character now. But anyway, so she gets on a train and heads towards this forest somewhere, and she come across, I guess it was a morgue or something like that, and this weird-ass Japanese, hell yeah, the body down here. The body, I'm sorry to God, she was talking just like that. And it finds out it wasn't her sister. She's like, oh, I'll be in my hotel room, and I'm going in that forest. And the lady's kind of saying, make sure you stay on the path. Stay on the path. It's just random-ass Japanese women, too, just popping up, just talking about, I forgot what they called it in Japan, but there's a ghost spirit and stuff like that. They call it this or whatever. He comes after you, and she makes a smart-ass comment, whatever. Well, if that ghost is looking for me, he can find me at my hotel. Man, fuck you, bitch. I hope you die. When you got a whole fucking town telling you some shit like that, it's best to not even fucking play white man Sherlock Holmes and just go looking for shit. I mean, if the whole goddamn town is saying it, stay the fuck away from this place. I don't believe in superstitious shit and stuff like that, but if a whole town was telling me, people, why don't you go in that fucking forest? People don't make it out of that forest. It's like, what was so blatantly pissing me off slowly about this film, though, is that the statistic levels on people that came out of this forest were damn near a percentage of zero. Nobody has ever came out of this forest in the history of a couple of decades in this film. And for some odd ass reason, through emotion of we're twins and we have a connection, I can tell if she's dead or not, because it's like when you hear a sound from a distance. You hear it, but you can't see it really. And that's how she describes it. She's like, that's like my connection with my sister. Even though I can't see her, but I know her pain so much that I can feel it from a distance. I was like, my eyes ain't never rolled so much in the back of my fucking head so many times. I was just like, if she explains that theory one more goddamn time, I am gonna fucking shoot my dick off. On a personal level, it was just pissing me off now. So, But for some reason, her sister is the special one. All the people that's been through this forest, her sister's the fucking special one that can make it out of this forest. Okay, whatever. Fuck this movie already. So, she runs into this guy. Taylor Kinney plays Aiden in here. This guy's you call him the mystical, magical white nigga. I mean, I swear, this Negro can't do nothing wrong. I mean, he has no flaws in his character in here. And he's pretty much trying to hit on her. He pretty much say, hey, I'm a writer, reporter for Australia, here to write about the forest. And he finds out about her story. He's like, you know what? I have a guy taking me in. He knows the forest better than anyone. He usually goes out there on his own free time to collect the bodies of the people that have committed suicide. And he's like, maybe I can convince him to let you come along as well. Only, though, if you let me write about your story. I think it's very heartwarming, to be honest. She says, okay, I agree. Later in the movie, people, she gets pissed off. I don't want you recording my story anymore. It's like, bitch, fuck off. Okay, you wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for him. So They constantly tell her, the Force plays games on your mind, the Force plays games on your mind, the Force plays games on your mind, which you don't see. It's real. She slowly starts freaking out. They find her sister's tent, and it's starting to get dark, and the tour guide is pretty much telling them, all right, we know where her tent is. We know the trace now. Let's come back in the morning and see if we can locate her some more in the area. And she's just like, no, my sister's so close. I can feel it. I don't know how to explain it, but the connection in us is telling me she's around the corner. Jess, help! I'm gonna stay right here. You guys go on without me. I came out here for my sister. Do you have any family members? Wouldn't you like to know if they were okay? Wouldn't you do what I do? And that dude looked at her and was just like, hell no, I wouldn't come out here. Shit. Yes, I have two kids, but if I found out they were in this forest, I'd panic. But I ain't fucking coming out here and breaking the rules of this fucking forest. I'll come out here and look for them in the daytime. But bitch, you need to know, when nighttime falls, we gotta get the fuck up out of here. But she's stupid and stays, and Aiden stays, and nighttime comes, because he said, the tour guide said, I'll come back for you in the morning. Nighttime comes, and she's in the tent sleeping, and the ghost said, fuck you, bitch. I dare to fucking say, how dare you and your American audacity. That's what it felt like to me, people, just the whole movie, just American audacity. It's like some Sex and the City shit right here. Your American audacity had the balls to come up in my fucking country, in my fucking forest, and talk that shit. Oh, hell no, I'm fucking with your mind now, baby. She starts seeing shit touching her through the tent and stuff like that. There's a little Asian girl in a goddamn Sailor Moon outfit she runs into, whatever, and she's telling her, just stay here. She called for your help. She called for your help. And then she just takes off like a bat of hell. This chick chases her, goes through the forest, falls and scrapes her fucking hand and shit like this, bleeding like crazy. It's creating like Sammy Indian trails on her fucking hand, like snail trails on her fucking hand and shit like that. And she still starts to realize, oh shit, I'm seeing shit on my hand. Aiden comes over and say, girl, you can't be out here like this. Girl, what's wrong with you? Girl, get back in this tent now. Keep me warm. Shit. And the next day comes up, and I'm already fucking bored, people, so I'm kind of a little angry already. And then you got, they're talking about, it's like 7 in the morning. Aiden's like, Let's get back to civilization so we can clean this cut up. He's like, no, the tour guide said that he would be back for us around noon. We gotta wait right here. That's not for a couple of hours. Look, you said you saw a little girl. If she's still alive, then we can send a search. We have a search party to come out here and come look for her. You get what I'm saying? Let's go back, clean you up, and then come back out. Okay. It's like, bitch, why the fuck you just didn't go with the tour guide the day before? So then the forest said, oh, bitch, you think you're gonna get away, huh? And it starts fucking her mind completely. She starts seeing shit. She's hearing voices constantly. Even to the point where she starts to think that Aiden is the one that kidnapped her sister. And makes her believe that, oh, he's behind all of this and stuff. And now he's trying to take her too. Which kind of got annoying. I'm glad they didn't go that route, because I would have been heavily pissed off then. Because if there had been some shit where it ain't the Force, it really was this dude. He just lured her here. It was just like, bitch, you ain't so goddamn special. This whole movie is just about these two people, her and her sister, be like, oh, I'm so special to the world that everybody wants. It's like, bitch, nobody wants your ugly looking ass. You look like a fucking duck mixed with a hyena. Come on now. So, you flat ass white bitch. Anyway, and, you know, there's one point where the river is fucking with her mind. She see the stream going down that way, and then you see Aiden going the other way. She's like, wait a minute, Aiden, I thought we were going this way. He was like, no, I said we're going down the water stream. Water goes down. Why would we climb a mountain? We're going down. She's like, I don't know about this. They get into a fight, fist cuffs. She run off because she believes that she takes her phone and said, I'm deleting all my stories from your phone, and you have photos of my sister. What's going on? Funny thing was, the movie tried to make it seem like, oh, he is the evil one. But it's funny because it's like, bitch, he's doing a story on you. I would assume he has photos of your sister right now. He needs photos. He's been taking photos. So she runs off, falls in some little fucking hole, damn near breaks her ankle. I don't know how the fuck she was walking afterwards, but hey, we'll get to that later. And she runs into this little Asian girl, Sailor Moon outfit, little Pokemon master or whatever and shit. Comes out talking about, Jess is this way. And she's like, why would Jess be down here? It's just like, bitch, Jess ain't down here. That goddamn ghost is down here, though. So, and you're going to feel his wrath in a second. That's what you get for wanting to be Sherlock Holmes. Should have kept your ass in America in your nice fucking bed. Not to mention, the husband already left her a voicemail message. And plus, she's telling this new guy, Aiden, At the campfire, she was like, "My sister, this isn't the first time, though. She's tried to commit suicide on about several occasions." And it's just like, bitch! I feel no sympathy whatsoever for you or your sister now at this point. If she's trying, and then not to mention, she searched her room too when she got to Tokyo. And there was just pills all over the fucking place. Even she searched her tent. There was just, she left a fucking duffel bag of pills in that motherfucker. I was just like, if you don't believe your sister ain't dead now, then damn, shit. I mean, and these pills, every time she shook them, them motherfuckers was empty. This bitch should have been OD'd somewhere, passed out. She falls in this hole, people, and I kid you not, this shit looked like a busted up little Annabelle doll. Looked good, don't get me wrong, or nothing like that, but it looked like that fucking, it looked like that thing from The Exorcist, and scares the fuck out of her, and she runs back down screaming help. And then, you know, you just like, I love in horror movies whenever something pops up and you just run down the hallway of it, and then all of a fucking sudden that thing that was chasing you or whatever is gone. It's like, damn, bitch, you barely just ran like a door down or whatever and shit. Where the fuck does this ghost go? I was like, I'm getting a little fed up right about now. It's an hour and a half and it's wasting my goddamn time now. Aiden comes back, saves her. He says, I found a ranger station or some shit like that where Yogi the Bear hangs out. Let's see if there's a radio. He gives her his knife. They go here. It's nighttime again. He's like, well, at least we can find some place to sleep. She goes to this locked door. And it's funny because somebody, the ghost really fucking with her now. She's sliding notes under the door talking about, is Aiden there with you? He's going to kill us. So she ends up stabbing his ass and shit like that. And he's just like, bitch, did you just kill me? Which, by the way, I don't know how the fuck that little ass knife stabbed through the chest, killed him. That knife was small as shit. And this dude's buff as fuck. And then the door, I love it because the door is supposedly locked, but then as soon as she kills him, that shit just opens. And he just, with his last breath, Jess ain't here, Sarah. And she goes down the doorstep and it takes her back to that basement when she's a little kid. And she sees Jess as a little girl standing there watching her parents as they shotgun themselves to death and shit. And next thing you know, it's an illusion in her fucking head, because this forest fucked with your mind, like it kept saying throughout the whole goddamn movie, that her father grabbed her hand, and as she tried to run away, she took the knife and tried to cut the fingers off, and here's the twist of the movie, if you will, people, that none of that was real, it was all in her head, so what she really did was, she cut her wrist open and shit like that, and you notice this, because guess what? Jess is still alive, and you see her running. She's looking like a fucking crackhead or whatever. She looking like a crack addict, like she just got done smoking with Tyrone Bingham's and shit. And her husband's out there looking for her with a bunch of police, and they see her sister run towards her. And it's funny because Sarah is literally right behind her, and for some reason, and this is where the illusion kicks in or whatever, her sister's the only one who can see it. And I guess this little Asian girl, that Sailor Moon girl, comes back and looks at her and just smiles. And then Sarah looks at her wrist and goes, it was more cut open than what it was really fucking cut open. And she was like, oh no, I killed myself. So now I'm one with the forest. And then when her husband found her sister Jess, I kid you not, Jess, they were like, we'll come back in the morning. And she was like, wait a minute, Sarah was here? Oh no. And then they get in the car. She's like, I gotta go back and look for her. And then next, you know, she just stops and she goes, it's gone. I don't feel the connection between us two anymore. As Sarah is being dragged down into the ground and shit like that, because we now the forest has her because she's dead. It's just like, fuck you, movie. Ugh. So the husband gonna fuck her sister now, I guess. He's just like, well, hey, shit, dye your hair blonde, shit. It's like, I got the same thing. This movie is fucking awful. I mean, it's just fucking awful. From that twist to the ending, it was just like, nobody gives a fuck about none of that. And that's the problem with horror, man. You just, even, I don't give a damn if the acting is good, whatever. You just don't give a fuck about nobody in these movies. I mean, you really gotta fucking strive to give a fuck about somebody in these movies. And then the blatant stupidity of the films, too, where you're just getting down to it. It's just like, nobody would do this, because nobody would be in this bitch's position at all. I mean, I said it on last week's show. You wouldn't catch me 2 seconds in this fucking forest. There's literally fucking history of this fucking forest of nobody making out of it. I mean, there's stories, articles, blah, 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 this and that, blah, 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 whatever. It's like the forest pretty much said, well, if I can't have that other twin, I'm going to take your ass. And it's almost like some blatant metaphor in your head, too, for this movie, because it's like the sister had to witness the parents' death.
So now it's time for her to survive this, and Sarah, the other sister, take the fall for this, since she didn't see her parents. It's like, yeah, fuck you, move, fuck you. It's like, I just couldn't wait to get it over with. I was just like, come on now, wrap this shit up. I think the biggest problem with it, too, it's just fucking boring. I mean, it is literally fucking boring. I mean, the first half of this film, I remember just saying, when we gonna get to this fucking forest? Why is this bitch playing Inspector Gadget right now and shit, like going around to her school and her apartment and stuff like this, looking for clues and shit like this? It's like, you got reports before you even got to this country of people seeing her. The last place they saw her was going to this forest. Never came out of it. There's a fucking trail out of it where it leads into a town or whatever. You think somebody would have fucking saw her, Sarah? It just don't give a fuck, because it's a piece of shit. It's a high fuck it, if anything. And boy, oh boy, the trailers for this movie. Oh, God, the horror movies I saw coming. I can't wait to see that one about that fucking puppet. The boy is what it's called. What kind of racial slur shit is that? But anyway, that shit just had me rolling my eyes off. That's something I got to drag Cody ass to, because this shit, that's like some, I had the feeling that's going to be like the Gallows Part 2 for Cody or something like that, because I was just looking at that and was just like, that looked like the cheapest shit, where they just didn't give a fuck and tried to recreate a doll movie so fucking bad. But, oh, yeah, people, this movie's a fuck it. If anything, don't go watch this piece of shit. I mean, this movie is made for nothing but to showcase Natalie Dormer's acting abilities. And I gotta say, when you're supposed to be acting with yourself in a movie, and what I mean by that is there's a dual role of yourself in it, and the best you get out of that is a flashback scene between the two, and that never felt real once at all, or you really just didn't give a fuck that they were sisters in the first place, your movie got some fucking problems in. Because the movie, at least the two I know with an actor playing dual self, they easily were the best things of those movies. So easily he's gonna get a high fuck it, man. Fuck this movie, fuck this forest. Now I take it back, that forest is actually a fucking badass forest, so I ain't got no beef with the forest. The forest is easily saying, say the fuck out my neighborhood. And you constantly bringing your white ass into my neighborhood, so you deserve a hanging in.